When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
We're rolling into hour number three of Bart and Han. Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN, 800-919-3776. The number, will go full buffet here the rest of the show until we lead you into the K-Show, which is a Don and Dan production today. Am I correct, right? Little Dan Grasa, Don LaGreca.
Oh, yeah.
I guess you have to have a vowel at the end of your name to be on this show. I'm not welcome. That's fine. Neither is Bart. But Bart's back with us.
Yes.
And so things settled down finally, because for a couple of days without you, this part of the show got a little dicey. I don't know if you happened to hear. So Jake gave it a shot on Tuesday, but because you weren't here, and for the circumstances of why you weren't here, he took it down a notch.
It's the power hour.
He went sour.
Oh, he said he was eulogizing the Pistons. That's what it was.
Yeah.
The Pistons season. Okay,
I can understand. Now, so Tom, who we love, you know, like, I think what we like is that we have a variety on this show, right? You would argue.
Yeah, man.
And so while, you know, Jacob gives us, you know, a lot of flavor, right? He gives us that New York.
What
Tom,
up, son?
Tom is a very smart guy, very intellectual. He is somebody that is obviously technically sound when it comes to the board.
Then we got Wilson.
And Wilson is the guy that just oversees everything, right? Always watching, always paying attention, right? But here's Tom, who then gave it a shot. Now, remember, Tom's first time around trying to do the power hour sounded like he was getting strangled. Like, it really, like, it's uncomfortable. So we told him, second time around, stand up. Like Dino made him stand and said, say it with your chest. Like, you mean it.
Yeah, lean into it.
Right? Like you always say, when you go home and you kick the door open and you look at wife and you go, it's time. Right? That's what we wanted from Tom. So Tom gave it a shot, and here's how it went.
It's the power hour. 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 Hour.
I hate this already.
Just completely bailed on it.
It's just like running on a treadmill, like, set, go. You know what? No.
It's like, I'm done.
It's not going right.
It's just like that one.
Give him the gas face.
Like, you got it. You got to gas face that, don't you?
Yeah, you like, because he, I mean, one thing we don't do, we don't quit. Like,
you don't give up on it.
We lean into it.
That's what he did. That was what he did. He went right to the credits.
He's like, it's the power hour.
Nah, never mind.
Like, bro, are you talking? It's supposed to be one continuous breath.
Like, yeah. That was a major, major letdown.
It's the power hour.
But you're back. And because you're back, we can do it the way we do it. So it's hour number three. It's Bart and Han. What's that mean?
It's the power hour, 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 hour.
That was incredible. Really?
I've been working out, man. Get my lung capacity getting big, baby.
I love it. I love it. So the power hour begins. Now, again, while you were gone, I was solo. And so a lot of it was, you know, I always do, you know, the friends. We bring on our friends. And, you know, so various people come on and join me, like, for different segments. Jordan Renan came on, did some Giants. Rich Cimini. All right, we had Tim Bontemps yesterday. We had Tim Legler. I guess it was everybody Tim talking basketball. But you know, like callers were a big part of the show as well. And somebody suggested on Twitter, I want to give proper credit, a Jay in the Bronx said, you know what would be really cool is if ESPN Radio had a contest to allow a fan to guest host with you, meaning me, for an hour on days when you're running solo. Lots of great content creators and fans, that would want to be part of this. And they would love to, you know, they're aspiring to be a radio host one day and to give them a shot. Like a little bit of America's Got Talent, American Idol kind of thing, maybe, you know, just see what you got. So I thought it'd be a good idea. So think about it, like for one show part. So for one show, maybe one segment, you know, the big block, or maybe the whole hour. We have somebody who's, let's say, you know, because, you know, each of our teams is always the diehard content creator types, right? The ones that they'll host a post show, you know, podcast or something. They'll go live on Twitter or they'll go live on IG and they'll talk and they'll have fans come on with them. They'll give their breakdowns. They're very passionate. They love their teams. So what if we did that? Where we got like somebody, you know, somebody Jets and Giants, somebody Yankees and Mets, somebody Knicks, somebody, you know, whatever. And, you know, we did that. And then the people listening, we put it on social media. You vote who gets to come back. Like a Survivor kind of situation.
Yeah.
Right? And then the winner gets to host a whole show with us. You like that?
I like that, man.
Summer content.
I like that. You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
You know what I mean? That could be fun.
Wow.
And the way you're submitted as somebody that earns the 1 hour to sit with us, right? I don't know if it's, it has to be your followers have to be the ones that push you. You can't. Your followers have to say, this guy's got to be on. And so there it's the most hits your name gets toward, like, with us. That's, you know what I mean? Like, well, that's what, then we'll know, okay, everybody wants this person on. I think that's how you do it. We don't pick you. Your people promote you. Well, your people promote you. So the most, well, I guess we'll do something with either likes or somehow, some way we'll figure that out. What do you think?
I'm with that.
You with that?
And if they're good enough, they can get the top five list, you know what I'm saying, them summer months, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, you know, that's the station has to decide all that stuff. I'm just saying.
They can do a top five list.
Oh, you want to give them, like, they can have their own segment where they do a top five?
Yeah, top five list.
I don't mind that. Right? I mean, I just think it would be fun to do. And you know, I think it's true that there are a lot of people out there. They do their content. They work really hard at it. They care. And why not? Why not, you know, give them a shot and see who the best of the best are here in our city among our teams. Right?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
With that.
When are you taking another week off?
Oh, it's coming.
Oh, boy. No, I mean, football season's over for you. You know, I mean, you're ready to wrap it up.
You know. Last year, I looked at how many I had already checked out a couple times. You know what I'm saying?
True.
And I haven't checked out at all yet. So yeah, it's gonna be real.
You haven't checked out yet?
No. I haven't taken any vacations yet.
Right.
Yeah, I had taken, like, at this point, I probably had taken, I think, like, 2 or 3 weeks
yes.
already.
Well, I took, I always take the break, you know, winter break off with the fam.
Yeah.
And so that I just did. And now this is my go time, as you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, March, April, May, and then June, yeah. I'm gone. Like, you know how it is for me. I'm in a grind mode until we get to July.
Because I looked at April, I was out. Mm-hmm. I looked like I had Bryce somewhere for his, spring break.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh man, okay.
You went away.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, I got it. All right.
So that's what I mean. So that's, you know, that's why when we do this whole thing, and these are my 4 months now. This is my part of the season where it's MSG and then Get Up. Like, I start doing that on a regular basis. Like, tomorrow I'll be on Get Up. So it's real busy time. So this isn't the time to do that stuff. But when we get to the summer and, like, there's nothing to do. Perfect for something like this.
Absolutely.
All right, cool. So the suits now know it. We put it on the air.
About Singer throwing a no-hitter, baby. You know what I'm saying?
When? When is he going to throw anything?
Well, maybe Sevy. Right. We can get Sevy.
Sevy? Now you're down to Sevy.
Sevy with the throwback.
I think for you and I, baseball is going to start in July. have a feeling for you and I. I think it doesn't start till July because I have a hard time as a Yankees fan getting that dialed in because I just always feel like none of this is going to matter. It this year, only matters when we get to October. I can't help it at this point in my life.
This year we're going to at least 5 games.
Who's we?
Me and you.
Oh, go with me attending?
Yeah, we're going to go to 5 games at least. We're going to go sit in the judge chambers. You know, for one.
You understand I have always been down for that. The problem has been to get you to join me.
I used to go to a lot of games cuz I used to do training camp with them.
Right. Well, you stay. Yeah.
We're going to go to the judge chambers.
That's when you were with your other friends.
Yeah, we're going to host people. Like, because I did that before. We're going to host people in the judge quarters. We're going to put the wigs on. We're going to put the judge wigs on. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get some ice cream, rock out with our socks out. And then we're going to go to, damn. They closed Sin City, man. I was about to say we can go to Sin City after we leave the game.
They closed that.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's another one we can find.
Yeah.
In the meantime, the Knicks and the Warriors tonight. At the Garden. It's on TNT, so we're off tonight. But the concern, of course, is with Jalen Brunson didn't play Tuesday night against the New Orleans Pelicans. So now, of course, it's, well, wait a minute. Like, is he okay? Is he going to be able to play? Because as you saw against the Pelicans, if they don't have Jalen Brunson right now with no OG and no Randle, they got no shot. Like, the offense is just, they have nowhere to get offense from. So the injury report, the latest one was just put out at 1:30 while we were doing audio files. And I got the alert, opened it up, and I noticed that there's the usual names, Ananobi, Randle, Mitchell Robinson, all of them still listed as out as expected. But while on Tuesday the Knicks were without Jalen Brunson and Isaiah Hartenstein, so there's two starters. They were without 4 starters in that game. So one name is still on the list, one name is no longer on the list. Which one do you want first?
Not on the list.
You don't care, or you want the name that's not on the list?
Yeah, name that's not on the list.
Isaiah Hartenstein is no longer on the list. That's a good sign. So he'll be playing tonight.
Okay, that's a
need him.
That's a body.
That's big.
Somebody to smack Drake, run, match energy with Draymond or Looney when they get out there.
Well, you need rebounding. That's big, right? So he's part of that.
They're small. Yeah, because they're small.
Yeah. So the name that is still on the list is Jalen Brunson. Listed as questionable. But still the cervical spasms in his neck, which from some contact from your goon Pistons on Monday. He ran in. Like, they did the ultimate old school bad boys. He wasn't even playing. It was the old school bad boys where I foul you and then the other guy hits you after that. Like, he got hit twice a couple of times. So they prepped
and ready for Draymond Day.
I guess. You don't want to believe that it's anything serious. I don't think it is. It didn't sound like it. It sounded like he just couldn't get it loose. He did give it a try pregame Tuesday, just couldn't get it loose. It was the second of a back-to-back. You know, like that was one of those kind of like, I thought, just shut it down. But because he's still listed 2 days later as questionable, not probable, not anything, that does bother me. Because it does make me wonder, is he not right yet? And this is it's Golden State. It's a big game, but Sunday's a bigger game. That's Cleveland, right?
So you got to be more strategic.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Conference.
So don't love this, but we'll keep an eye on it, certainly for everybody here. In the meantime, on the Brunson thing, well, let's do this first. On the OG Ananobi situation, right? Because the word has been now, the reports are coming out now that Julius Randle and OG Anunoby are getting closer. And we've seen Randle do workouts now before games, and he's running up and down the floor and all that stuff. And there are some reports. Now, I can't confirm or deny any of this stuff. I have no idea. But the reports are suggesting that Randle's close, and we could see him soon, maybe another week, right? And Anunoby isn't too far behind. Here's Ian Begley, our good friend from SNY, on his putback show about when OG Anunoby could be back.
Mid-March, I think that's kind of seen internally as a realistic possibility. If he continues to go well here and clear the hurdles that he's got to clear in his rehab from that elbow surgery, you're looking at mid-March. If in a perfect world, it all goes well, he can come back on the court. So that would be huge, obviously, for New York, because they were rolling with healthy Ananobi, 14-2 in that month of January.
So mid-March sounds like a long time from now until I tell you that tomorrow's March 1st. Mid-March is in 2 weeks. Mid-March is when they go on a West Coast trip, starting in Portland. Mid-March isn't that far from now. That feels optimistic. Randall could be sooner. I'm telling you, he could be sooner. So, you know, this is what you're trying to do, is just get yourself whole and have enough games left in the season that you can, you know, play these guys together and find that rhythm again. And then the other part of it is just to make sure that you don't fall too much out of things in the East as far as top four. I mean, you're hanging on in top four right now, but the Miami Heat are on your tail. I mean, they're catching up all of a sudden. They're within striking distance. They're right behind you, fifth place. You're in fourth. You still got a couple of games in hand. But still, you know, getting mid-March isn't so bad. And you've told me before, Bart, this type of injury, you've dealt with this, the clean out of the elbow. Mm-hmm. You're not expecting he should have any issues at all with the elbow after this, right?
No. They'll put the little sleeve on him just to make sure that it doesn't get overextended. They'll put like a little resistance sleeve on, I believe. A little elbow sleeve, you know, just so you can have some pressure on it. You don't want to overextend it when you shoot, like overextend your elbow or hyperextend your elbow, I'm sorry. And, like, you know, make sure no swelling gets in there. You know, it'll be one of those things where they'll be massaging it and all that stuff. Make sure that lactic acid and scar tissues and stuff don't sit there. But he'll be fine.
Look,
he'll be 100% fine.
Most important thing is not his legs, right? Yeah. To me, it's not legs. Legs are the thing that worries you the most late in the season.
Yeah.
But if he's able to run and, you know, get himself, you know, into the type of shape, you know, game shape, but also just still be able to do all the things that he does physically.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the shooting aspect of it. You wonder, will it affect his ability to shoot the basketball? Because it is a shooting elbow.
Yeah, I don't think so. Like,
no?
You just worry about hyperextending it. Sometimes it may feel a little weird. Sometimes, and you just rub it out. Sometimes, like, where they go in at, you have, like, a little scar tissue. You got to break it up. And sometimes it could be just the breaking up of it. But he'll be fine. It's like, trust me, this is like a routine, easy, not a problem going forward type of thing.
Okay. And then, you know, to me, the bigger concern is the shoulder with Randall. But more and more, what the reports you're seeing are is that he feels pretty – he wants to play and doesn't want to have to go through surgery. Now, he brought up surgery as that could end up happening. And I think he went there saying that a couple of weeks ago. I think he said that as like that reminder that I want to give it a go. But we know that still is an option in case something happens. In case something goes wrong, he'd have to do that. So we're talking about he comes back and either it just keeps popping out or something happens, contact happens, and he gets hurt. Whatever it is, then we know he's immediately got to get surgery. Like, they're not going to wait again and, like,
got to
get healthy.
Exactly.
They won't waste any time. He'll get him surgery right away.
Because if he can't go, you need to figure out, okay, this is how we got to play without him and get everything to go, right? So that's perfect.
Yeah. 800-919-3776 is, like, some concerns for this, and Jim certainly has one of them. Jim in Rocky Point. What's up, Jim?
Hey, gentlemen. How you guys doing today?
Good.
Thank you for taking my call. So the Knicks haven't really been assembled yet, like the Avengers, right? They haven't gotten out on the court together, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Is that we looking at a similar, like a Jets situation here, where in the off season, depending upon what is going to happen moving forward, if we don't see these guys fully healthy together, are we going to run it back, or are they going to try to make a move? I mean, we're going to have that.
I think they make a move
next year.
No, Jim, yeah. I think they make a move.
They're going to pull the trigger. Look, I just think that, in all honesty, we're more of like, and I'm not very high on the Pistons right now, especially after what you just said, but they banged up my boy Brunson the other night. But more of that championship quality team with Chauncey Billups, Ben Wallace, Tayshaun Prince.
Right.
We have a team that's built like that right now.
Yes.
If you really think about it defensively, that's what we are.
Yes.
And I don't really want to go for that superstar if I don't have to. I would love to see these guys all together, man. That's really what we need to see. Thank you guys for your time. You guys are the best.
You got it, Jim. Thank you.
The crazy thing, Jim, though, like, they can – they may have their pick of superstars, right? We don't know what's about to shake loose when these mm-hmm. new rules kick in.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only very few teams that are in positions to, one, offer something to have picks that they can trade and also have, like, the space to be able to absorb one of those contracts.
Right.
And the Knicks are one of them. So, like, it's like one of those things. Like, yeah, we can stay here with the way we're doing too, but, man, it's these they basically give them away, 80 cents on the dollar.
I just think that we, you know, that I'm with Jim. Are we going to ever see this group, like the January group, and then add in the Bogdanovich and Burke, you know, factor to help give them depth? Are we ever going to see that team whole? And the answer is we don't know because of the variable of the Randall injury, not anything else. The Randall injury is the only one that could stop this thing, because as Bart told us, Bart went through this thing with that OG's going through. He'll be fine. Everybody believes he'll be fine. And so at some point, whether it's, you know, April, we get into the playoffs, at some point he'll be back to 100%. And Mitchell Robinson is even flirting with the idea of possibly being available as well and coming back. Could you imagine? So all those things are there. It's how is Randall going to look when he gets back, and what kind of impact it's going to have on his ability to be a high-end scorer. Because you can't have Randall back and have him like shooting 30% because he's not comfortable. Like, it's that doesn't help you. So that's the real variable. And if you do get it, it'll be interesting to see just how good this team could be, because all of the experts that we talked to all believe. Tim Legler said this to me the other day. He thinks that in the East, there aren't any teams that can knock off the Celtics. But there are two teams that he would be wary of, and one of them is the Knicks, if he was Boston.
Yeah,
he'd be worried about the Knicks at full health if he was Boston. And you don't want to see them later in the playoffs. Like, I wouldn't want to, like he was saying,
yeah,
like conference finals, you don't want to see them.
You don't want to be tired beat up, and then they put that pressure on you, all that energy, because they're so deep.
Yeah. So
they got some good fouls to give, too.
So if I've made this clear, I'll make it clear again. But this group that you're seeing is only going to be together now. Because if this week, you know, you'll get to this summer, and if the Knicks fall short, first round, second round, even if they lose in the conference finals, I find it hard to believe that they will then go into the offseason with the potential for high-end players being available. I'd be surprised if they just said, we're going to stand pat. I think they will be big game hunting this summer. And I believe that you're going to see that there could be big names. Like, I'm in this wide scale right now of there's like an epic name, and then there's like a name that not everybody loves, but definitely makes you better. It'll definitely make you better and bring you closer to beating the Celtics. And that's this summer. It's going to be that. So, this spring will be interesting to watch, but it's not one of these like, oh, this is as good as it's going to get. I actually think this is setting up for next year, which could be the year that we put them in the category of contender. That's how close they are, and it's all because of Brunson and how good he's become.
So you're losing one star to get a upgrade at star?
I don't know. That's what I mean. I don't want to say anything definitive, because I honestly, there's so many variables when it comes to other teams. It's all up to what some other teams who are going to be in serious financial and also restrictive problems when it comes to roster management. Like, they're going to be locked up, and they're going to have to make tough decisions so they aren't locked up. There's going to be franchises out there that won't be allowed to make multiplayer trades. There'll be teams out there that won't be able to sign veteran minimums, so they won't be able to fill out a roster. Like, there's going to be teams that are going to be hard capped because of the rules and how much they're spending, which means they're going to have to move a major contract. And major contracts aren't given to bums. They're given to guys who are really good. So that's why I'm telling you, there's going to be really good players available. And the Knicks, A, have the ability and willingness to take on money, and B, have the assets in first-round picks to do it. So you're going to see. That's why, like, this makes this time right now so compelling.
I wonder, like, you know, at what point are we going to have to readdress the Brunson contract?
It's a great question.
Because, like, you know, yeah, it's cute, and he's, you know.
Yeah, he's cheap now.
He's cheap. But, you know, this is number two. Next year, be good. Number three. After number three, he's gonna be one to know. I don't know if he has like all NBA.
But if you're him,
boosters in his contract and all that stuff.
No, everybody has that. But Bart, if you're him, do you want to sign an extension without finding out what's coming next?
You'll know next year.
Do you want?
Tibbs is going to be around.
Well, that's
figure that out.
I'm glad you said that.
You'll know that. So I'm saying after year three. So next year.
Okay. So after next year, you don't mean this summer then?
Yeah.
Okay,
nobody going to pay somebody 2 years early.
I would. I would. I don't think he would.
I'm gonna wait for this TV money to kick in first.
It's coming this summer.
You know, we don't know. We don't know how well it's coming after this All Star break. You messed up the house's money.
Not really. Not at all.
I'm just playing.
800-919-3776. Becky Hammon doubling down on what she said about Jalen Brunson. We'll get more into that and your calls as well. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Bart, 800-919-3776.
On a Saturday night.
What?
And I took a little ride.
Wait. What was that lyric again?
Because the thing about my baby, it don't matter if you're black or white.
Did you just say the thing about my baby is it don't matter if you're black or white?
No, I said I met my baby on a Saturday night. I was talking about a woman. Met my baby on a Saturday night.
Elijah McCoy, it definitely did matter. For George Washington Carver, it apparently mattered too.
Yeah, remember that movie? I think it was Chris Rock, where he just took a politician's old name. Oh no! Was it him or Eddie Murphy? They took an old politician's that had been dead for a couple of years, but people were so used to hearing his name that they just vote for the name.
Uh huh. Right.
That's what George Washington Carver, like George Washington Carver. Got him.
Just so you know, the lyrics to this song go, "I took my baby on a Saturday bang." Yeah, that's what he says.
What?
Yeah. Boy, is that girl with you. Yes, we're one in the same. And then he says, now I believe in miracles, and a miracle has happened tonight. But if you're thinking about my baby, it don't matter if you're black or white.
Ah, he'll hit anything.
Yeah.
Just like Allen in college. Bang everything. I'm talking about baby.
Stop.
Yeah.
Just stop.
Stop. I'm the can man. Everybody can.
Everybody can. Yeah. Well, I mean.
African, white man, China man.
Wait a minute.
Mexican.
Wait. You just said can man, then you went man. No. African, American.
China, whammy.
You can't do it.
I didn't think that all the way out.
It's all right, though.
I didn't think that. Welcome to Bangkok. Squalor.
Easy. Sebastian in New Jersey. What's up, Sebastian?
No, Bangkok is a city, man. That's off of...
it's the way you said it.
What is it? What movie is that? Hangover.
I'm well aware. Just didn't want you to go there. Sebastian.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost gone.
First caller, long-time listener. Love you guys.
Thank you.
I call in, I know we're talking about possible contracts becoming available to the Knicks and who can shake loose. Minnesota having a heavy salary coming up with the Anthony Edwards extension and everything like that, wondering.
That's a team to watch. That's a franchise you got to watch. Yeah, you got to watch what they're going to do because they, you know, Anthony Edwards is now really solidified as their main player. That's their star.
Can't get rid of Rudy either. Nobody want to take Rudy.
Well, no, and obviously Gobert's contract is a big contract, but he's a big reason why they're one of the best defensive teams in the league.
Tannenbaum's aren't cheap. So you know A-Rod, you spend all that money on Tannenbaum, he's going to try and keep some money for himself.
The other day, you were talking with Legler, and we were talking about the mismatch with Kristaps. And now I don't really like Kat for the Knicks. I don't know if he fits. Personality-wise, I know he had some time with Tom, but I wonder how he would fit with the Knicks or what you think if he'd become available or not.
Yeah, I do think that's the name. I mean, I think that's a guy that is going to be connected to the Knicks all offseason. I do. I just feel it's a real thing. I think, you know, the old relationship with Tom Thibodeau is not what you think, and I know a lot of people have talked about it. And they think that, oh, they had a falling out. Remember, Tibbs ended up getting fired in that second season. And, you know, a lot of people thought it was, you know, Carl Anthony Towns had a problem with how tough Tom is as a coach and what he demands from you. I can tell you that over the last couple of years, all that stuff has been squashed. And that there is a mutual respect and appreciation for each other. And for Carl Anthony Towns, remember, he's from Metuchen, I think, right? He's a Jersey guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, coming back this way, I'm sure he would welcome if that's something that ends up happening.
Man,
and fit-wise, as a 6'11 guy that can shoot threes, and look at his numbers, he was an all-star again this year. You know, does he give you a piece that could take on Porzingis when you match up with the Celtics? You know, you could argue he could. Now, can he stay healthy? Can he play at a high enough level? Like, that's all the questions you're going to have. But
and that's what I'm saying. If he comes here and all of a sudden he's not healthy and you're used to depending on Julius Randle,
who's,
people are going to be so mad. Julius Pelé. Yeah. We ain't like what he did, but at least he played. You know, it's called.
You can find flaws in just about everything unless I told you Kevin Durant. If I told you Phoenix had to blow up and Kevin Durant was like, you know, get me out of here. And Kevin Durant at 36, I guess he'll be, right? 37. Yeah. Kevin Durant comes in as your new four with Jalen Brunson and that and your group. What would you think of that?
No, listen.
What?
Come on, man. That's gangster. Like,
all right, but isn't that another, like, to me, that's an off the charts kind of thing, right? That's wow, that's crazy. You know what I mean? Wouldn't you say that? That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's like Kevin Durant, that's nuts. But don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. It's not completely out of the realm of possibility because, again, Phoenix is another team that's going to have to make a tough decision. And what do you do? Do you get rid of the young guy in Devin Booker or do you get rid of the old guy?
But does Devin Booker?
Because Bradley Beal's not movable with that. He's not movable. Nobody's touching that. He can't play.
But it's deadly. But if Devin Booker, the guy that say, I want to leave, y'all go find him.
Yeah, but remember, he's under contract.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying, does he say, well, what's KD's contract?
His is shorter term.
Yeah, no, it's tough.
I'm saying that's the crazy one. That's the crazy one, right? After this year, Kevin's got two more seasons, and the number's huge, 49 and 53.
I mean, hell.
And he's 36 and 37 years old.
Jalen Brown make it 60. He worked for every.
No, I get it, but you see what I'm saying, like. I'm just saying, if Phoenix is facing an ultimatum, you know, Beal's not movable. He
right.
never is available.
Take that
when he plays, he's good, but he's never available, right? So it's not like somebody's going to give you anything for a guy like him. And by the way, he's signed up until 2027. So you're stuck at 50. By the way, at 50 a year, nobody's touching that.
That's a poison.
You know what I mean?
Right there. Like, so, I feel like the Phoenix owner is starting to act like Cohen, man. You can't just.
Well, no, again, you got to understand, this is no longer about, like, Steve Ballmer could say, well, I have more money than you, so I can do whatever I want. They have now made restrictions on what you can do at your roster.
Right.
And Ballmer is okay with it because the Clippers have a deep roster. The Suns don't. The Suns' problem is they have no depth at all. And you're going to quickly learn you can't win in the playoffs that way. You got to have pieces that you can rely on. And especially if Beal is in again, out again, you don't even know when he's going to play. So what if that happens too? What if all of a sudden Phoenix is like, we're going to have to make a decision here. And it ends up where you take the guy that's 36 years old and you go, well, we could get a lot for him after giving up a lot for him, right? And so do you do that? And if you're the Knicks, you remember, he just recently has said how much he loved playing in New York. And admitted that, yeah, it was supposed to be the Knicks, but you know, they at the time they weren't cool. Now they're cool.
Now they're cool.
Very interesting that he would put all that stuff out there, don't you think? So I'm just saying, like, this summer, there's a lot of crazy things that could happen. Crazy.
Well, shout out to the Knicks for putting themselves in a place where they can take advantage.
Well, they are, and that's Jalen Brunson. And really what they've done with that team, and obviously Tom Thibodeau, and he's going to need to be paid. Tom Thibodeau and Leon Rose need to be paid this summer. Vernell in, where are you, Sleepy Hollow?
Yes, how you doing, guys?
Good, Vernell. How are you?
Vernell? Oh, man. I'm sorry, Vernell. I know you hear it all the time, man, because my name being Bart Simpson. Like, Vernell. It's the Vernell Show. Ding, ding, ding. Oh, Martin, Tommy David.
Exactly.
We're going to come back from break to the Vernell.
All right.
Get that ready, Jake.
So guys, I had two things. One, mm-hmm. me and my son had this discussion, and I thought it was, you know, phenomenal. And it was all his whole discussion. He wanted to do a podcast. And his first thought was, he asked me if I could have an all-star starting five of players that was either born in New York or live in New York, who would my starting five be?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
What do you got?
Ross Strickland?
I said, you know, at point guard, Mark Jackson, at two, Jordan.
Hold on.
Have to be Julius.
I love how y'all do that, man.
We claim Michael?
Y'all take Jordan and Carmelo,
we
right?
Claim
like
Michael?
They were not, but they are not from here.
What do you mean we can't claim Michael?
Or Carmelo.
Come on, he was born in Brooklyn, boy. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Now, let me ask you this, though. Vernell, do you really take Mark Jackson over Kenny Smith?
Right. That's what I was saying.
You know what? I thought about
I
it.
I love them both.
But I thought with the players that you would have, but, you know, He's a ball first guard. So I figured with the starting five that you would have, like an Abdul-Jabbar,
you would need
a point guard to facilitate.
Mm.
And I thought of Mark in that aspect.
What about Starberry? Wasn't he the best of all?
No, I wouldn't put him in that category.
You wouldn't put Starberry at
NBA
category?
NBA player.
But I mean,
put Starberry there with Mark Jackson?
But.
Because you want to be scoring on the floor with Mark Jackson.
Yeah, you need these facilitators. I mean, how about Ross Strickland?
That's what I said.
How about, like, and you guys are going to laugh at
it? But it's Strickland jersey.
No. What are you talking about? No. Ross Strickland.
I wonder what jersey beat New York if you put Kyrie on that team.
Kyrie on what team?
On the Jersey versus New York team. But go with your
five. Why do you have to go Jersey? The man called in and said New York born or lived in New York players, and you got to bring up Jersey. Ain't nobody talking about Jersey right now, Bart Scott.
Because this team got to play somebody.
They don't
they
have to play.
Play
anybody. It's a fictitious team.
But you got to pay them like Space Jams.
I don't want to pay them like Space Jams.
But Bart, okay, now here's my other point.
We need a shooter.
Duh, just let the man speak.
Here's the other point, though, Bart, before we get, you know, sidetracked. I was thinking
which happens all the time. Go ahead.
I thought about the whole Donovan Mitchell thing. And it's a theory, but I think it might be point on. I was thinking about how the whole debacle unfolded and what happened. And I think that Donovan Sr. screwed that whole thing up.
I could tell you with knowledge, he did not.
Yep.
From my knowledge, he did nothing to do with that. I have knowledge of this, and his dad was a great dude. They wanted it so bad.
They were sitting back waiting
for it to happen. You know, Donovan was expecting it to happen. Many people in the Knicks organization were expecting it to happen, but in the end, they waited too long. They thought they had leverage, and then they didn't want to pay the price they were paying. And then in the end, it just turned out that Cleveland jumped in with nobody expected them to. They just jumped in, took a shot, and it paid off. That's it. It wasn't anything that happened. It was there were some people in the Knicks organization. I've told this story before, Vernell. There were people in the Knicks organization that follow the numbers more than anything that didn't feel like he with Brunson would work statistically. That the analytics suggested that it's not going to work and you shouldn't do it. And so they weren't going to pay a high price for it. If they could get him at a fair price, they might have just done it because he's just such a good player. But the thought was you don't put your chips in the middle of the table for a move like this because the numbers tell us this won't work. And so they held off enough and then opened the door for Cleveland to come in, swoop in, and make their deal. And then the whole thing just blew up. But they thought all along, like they believed he was coming. The family, everybody was excited, and it was kind of a major disappointment. I, you know, you saw some of the stuff I was saying then too. I was shocked because everybody I talked to was like, not when, but you know, not if, but when. And then this went down. So it wasn't anything anybody did. It was just the Knicks, you know, waited and waited and waited it out, thinking they'll get the lowest price. And then they got, you know, they weren't willing to pay the high price, weren't willing to do it.
It just, you know, it seemed kind of fishy.
Yeah, no, there's nothing. I'm telling you, it was as simple as that. Yeah, no, there was not a unanimous agreement. That was the problem. There was no unanimous agreement. And as a result, they never pulled the trigger. And then that always leaves the door open for another team to swoop in and make the deal. And that's literally what happened. All right, we'll finish up with some calls before we hand it off to the K-Show. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Let me ask you a question, Barb. I'm going to ask you a question here.
Please.
Have you seen the new Major League Baseball uniforms and all the controversy that it has caused?
The see-through?
I mean, that's what they're saying.
See-through.
And like the material apparently is super thin. Now, the funny thing is, like NFL uniforms, by the way, those pants... they leave nothing to the imagination.
Not at all.
I mean, geez. That's why a lot of guys wear the loincloth, right? The towel. A lot of guys will put the towel there because their wives are like, you know, you ain't showing that off.
You're showing the moose knuckle.
You know what I mean? But that's a real thing. But baseball players who I think, aren't you supposed to wear a cup in baseball?
What?
Yeah, no.
What the hell? Where? Listen.
Nobody wears a cup in baseball.
Listen, if I don't wear one in a contact sport where people are trying to hit me,
you can get hit with a baseball at a high velocity.
Man, listen. If you get hit by a baseball that and your reaction time is that low, you got a glove and you can turn around.
I'm gonna need a rule. Like who knows whether or not they still wear cups in baseball? You telling me that nobody wears a cup in baseball anymore?
You shouldn't. Listen, you got a greater likelihood in trying to steal a base.
Where's
Just imagine you steal a base and
I need
that
K
cup
on
move
this.
and pinch your nuts.
Somebody get me K. I need to know, like, how are you? You're telling me that baseball players,
no
famous for adjusting their cup at the plate, you don't wear a cup anymore in this sport?
Bruh, you already turned sideways. You ain't going to get hit in the nunu.
Trust me, it can happen.
Bro, I promise.
Nobody knows this? Can we check in Studio One? Where's LaGreca? Somebody has got to know if we wear a cup still in baseball. Because otherwise, what is the problem?
I promise you, I'm not doing that.
You're not wearing a cup. Well, I mean, they said they're working on this thing, but the uniform apparently just is like cheaply made and garbage. But, you know, the Players Association. Grasso's got to know. Grasso says no. Now, get him. Don't wave at me. It's radio. You know better than this.
Hi, I miss you, by the way. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you in person.
It's
Your voice
you
is wonderful. Buddy.
Thank you, buddy. You'd be surprised. A lot of guys do not wear cups.
You got to be kidding.
I'm serious.
Now, am I wrong to say that famously adjusting the cup at the plate is like part of the whole rain delay that we have all the time? It's why we have a damn pitch clock.
They got rid of the cups, too. They can't do that anymore.
Nothing to adjust.
Yeah, that's gone.
If you really want to get famous, adjust yourself.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay.
There you
like,
go.
Yo, they Listen, no cup. Anybody can grab a
that's
cup.
That's how I got detention in sixth grade. Just saying.
Sixth grade. Well, you see, there's some change now possibly
I had to adjust.
With these
and
uniforms,
I got to
though.
That.
Like, the union is on this. There might be some tweaks now before opening day. Because
I would
it's
hope
ridiculous.
So.
It's
but like one
some
of the things we need
stuff.
Is we need a cup. Bring the cup back to baseball. Grasso and LaGreca next. See you guys tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.